Blog Talk Radio.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Yeah.
Your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you.
It all belongs to you. Said it all belongs to you. Hey, it all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Every air that we breathe, Lord. Everything that we are, Lord. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that we have this opportunity to come into your homes, your jobs, your businesses. Maybe you guys are listening to us as you go down the road. But listen, we want to say thank you for taking out that time today to just sit in and to listen in on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor to call in and be a part of the conversation right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man Up Monday broadcast. And you can do that by giving them this number. It is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. And you can tell them to press the 1. If they press that 1, that would acknowledge that they want to speak or they just want prayer or maybe they just want to share how the broadcast has blessed them on today. Listen, I promise you today is going to be a great day. We're going to have a real good conversation on today. We're going to have a really good conversation on today. And I believe that this conversation will bless you. Come on, let me help you. I think it'll bless you. So right now, as we always do here on the Worldwide the Gospel Connection, you know how guys, you know how we do it. We're going to go in our effectual fervent prayer. We're going to share our scripture, and we're going to acknowledge all those great countries that are listening in. So just go ahead on and lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity of prayer. Father, we understand that, God, that you are a God that hears all, sees all, and is all. God, your ear is inclined to these, your people. So on today, God, we pray that you would take hold to this broadcast. God, do with it what you will. God, I ask that you would speak today. God, I ask that you would come and speak life to those under the sound of my voice on today. God, speak into the hearts and the minds of the men. Speak into the hearts and the minds of those that are under the sound of our voices on today. God, we need you on today. God, if we ever needed anyone, God, we need you now. God, we ask that you would just step into the room. God, and call the shift and the change and the transition that is needed in this region right now. Father, we thank you right now, God, for being God and being God all by yourself. God, we understand, God, that you are a God changer. You are a heart fixer. You are a mind regulator. God, you are a situation eliminator, God. God, you can come in and make other gods out of a lie. God, you can come in and silence the works and the plans of the enemy. You can put the enemy to flight. So on today, God, we give you glory. God, because we understand that it is in you, God, we live, it's in you, we breathe, it's in you, we have our being. We cannot be anything without you, Lord God. So we trust in you. We lean on you. We depend on you, for it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. Everything else will fail. So we trust you beyond what we see. And we know, God, that you'll walk into the place. God has caused the enemy to stumble and fall. So we thank you in advance for your glory and your love and your presence, oh God, being made felt right now. In the name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. You guys know that we are just excited. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much for your continued support and being a part of today's broadcast. Now, we want to make sure that you guys know our scripture on this morning. And our scripture is going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter number 9 and verse number 6. Again, that's 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. And it reads as this, but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. I'm going to read that again.
But I say, he who sows sparingly also reap, shall also reap sparingly, I'm sorry. And he who sows bountifully, he reaps also bountifully. So make sure that you take this scripture today and meditate on this scripture. Now, I want y'all to understand. I want you to get this in your mind. When we originally read this in this text, we think in our church mind. Let me help you with it. Let me help you real quick. In our church mind, we think of this in a financial state. But this is also in a spiritual, in a sowing into someone's life, sowing into somebody's ministry, sowing your time. It goes beyond just sowing finances. So I don't want y'all to get that point of this scripture twisted. We're going to deal with that a little bit today. Watch this here. We're going to deal with it a little bit today. We want to share our scripture, but I want to piggyback and go get on and jump on over here to our countries that are listening in. Y'all know I take a soapbox moment. Give me about 2 minutes of your time. There are some of these great people of God that are listening in to us in some little village, some little town somewhere, some little part of the world to where if they were caught with a scripture, not a Bible, people of God, but a scripture, and if they were caught with this scripture, people of God, guess what happens? Some of these people are drug out into the street and made an example out of them. Some of them are executed right there in front of the people of the town. Some of them are even sold into work camps. Some are sold into slavery or servitude simply because of the taskmasters of that region. They are upset because they're going into another direction in their belief system when it comes to believing in who Jesus Christ is, the death, burial, and the resurrection of our great Savior, Jesus Christ. And they take that, watch this here, and they use that against them. They make an example out of them, and so that's how they keep the others converted, because they're executing or either punish them for having a scripture, not a Bible. There are some of us that had the opportunity on yesterday to go to two services. There are some of us that had the opportunity to worship freely. There are some of us that listen to gospel music. We may have not even left our home. We might have just listened to our favorite preacher that we listened to. Some of you listened to your favorite gospel music on yesterday. Some of you all just sit at home and read your Bible. But watch this here. You had that opportunity and you've done that freely. These people of God, they cannot do that without fear of retribution. So what I want us to do as a body of Christ, as a body of believers, let me enlist your prayer services on this morning. Let me enlist your prayer services on this morning. I want you to take those names, the names of these people, these countries that I'm taking out the time to call. You may not remember every country. You may not remember every name that I call out. But do me a favor and say the countries that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, Lord, keep them and cover them. Just a simple prayer, nothing major, nothing out of control, nothing off the rails, just something real simple. Watch over the Worldwide Gospel Connection listening family, and that'll include yourself. Amen? So listen, just make sure that you take out that time and put that prayer into the atmosphere. Put that thing into the atmosphere and call on the name of the Lord and let the Lord do what he does. Okay? Amen. So let me go ahead on and acknowledge those countries. And again, we want to say thank you for all of you all that are listening in across this great country. We want to say thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. And God is with you. All of our missionaries, all the apostles, all the ones that have gone out and established churches in those regions, Father, we're praying for them as well. Father, we ask that you would cover them and protect them and watch over them. Those that have churches that are established in those areas. You are praying for those pastors. We're praying for each and every last one of you. And we ask that God, your hand would be on them and protect them. Amen. Amen. So let us acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan.
We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. Watch this here. We have Thailand, and we have Romania. So we want to say thank you guys so much for your continued support, your continued connecting with us, and your continued to listening in. And we ask that we pray that something is said or done on this broadcast that will bless you. And we hope to hear from you to let us know that we are doing a great job, that this radio broadcast is blessing you. Just send us a text message. Just send us a message on Messenger through our house Facebook, and you can go, through our Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook. You can go there, and you could connect with us there and let us know that we are blessing you and we are encouraging you and we're empowering you. Amen? Amen. So God bless you. We thank you so much for taking out that time today to connect with us on our Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. So we're going to go ahead on, and what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a real quick commercial break, and I promise you we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my you never lie.
lost a battle. Thank you, Father, for never losing a battle on our behalf. Listen, let me share something with you on this morning. There was something that was dropped into my spirit a couple of days ago, and I wrestled with it, and I kind of pondered it in my mind. And I said, God, just give me something to be able to share with your people, because I want them to gather in their mind some clarity on some places. And I wanted to, and I gotta be honest with you, I wanted to gather some clarity in my mind for myself. Can we talk about self this morning? Can I help me as I help you on this morning? Can I help me as I help you on this morning? The place that you will find us this morning will be in the book of Galatians 6. The book of Galatians 6. The book of Galatians 6. And you will find us planted right there in the sixth chapter. The sixth chapter and that sixth verse. The sixth chapter and the sixth verse is where we will begin. We will end our reading on that ninth verse. That will be Galatians chapter number 6. And we will start at verse 6. And we will conclude at verse 9. Let us read. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap it corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life. Watch this here. Everlasting. Verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Gracious and eternal Father, thank you for the reading of your word. Father, we pray that it is not only just a word, but it is an example on today. God, that we shall gain the strength. And in our gaining of our strength, God, we pray, God, that this word takes life and take root, not only just in our minds and in our hearts and in our spirits, but it will take precedent, Lord. Lord God, in who we are and where we are and in what we are doing and in every place, Father, let your grace and your mercy be made manifest even now. God, we thank you for doing what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and the body of Christ. Said, amen, amen, and amen. Let us reason together, brethren. I wanted to share something. And again, this was just something that the Lord had laid on my heart a couple of days ago. And as I was pondering this thing that the Lord laid on my heart, I was. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was perplexed. I was a little perturbed. I was a little upset because I wrestled with a situation. Watch this. I wrestled with a situation that God had introduced to me. I was frustrated because I was giving a word from God, and I was like, God, I'm trying to figure out. Why would you allow this to happen? And I was like, but I need you to give me clarity. I want to be upset, but I want to be upset with a reason to be upset. I'm talking about me, so you can stay saved and stay in the church. This was a conversation that I had with the Lord
about me. This has nothing to do with you. But I hope our conversation, because today is a roundtable conversation. Today is a roundtable conversation. All my brothers that want to come in and chime in on this conversation, please do. I want you to acknowledge by raising your hand on the broadcast and let me know that you want to listen in. I mean, you want to chime in. If you don't want to chime in, you just want to listen in. And if it's just encouraging, if it's just blessing me, come on, just give me a thumbs up and tell me amen. Just give me a thumbs up in Facebook saying, preacher, you're helping me. Watch this here. Let me show you something. God gave me this the other day as I was sitting, and what he said was, if they were able to drop you, if they were able to drop you, they never really had a real connection to you. If they were able to drop you. And I know you're trying to figure out how does this scripture play in with it. If you give me a couple of minutes, I'll show you. How is it that if they knew me like they knew me, why would they abandon me? Why would they tell me this? Why would they abandon me? They knew who I was. I sat with you and I taught you. We reasoned together. We've had conversations together. We've encouraged each other. We boxed off each other spiritually. Come here, let me help you. Have you ever been in the presence of somebody and you knew, come, God, come and give me some clarity? Watch this. You sat in the presence with an individual and you were encouraged, you were empowered, you were strengthened by sitting in the presence with somebody. You would get, watch this, you were given strength in that conversation. You were empowered in that conversation. Come here. You learn from each other. But then, in a moment's notice, prophetically, exponentially, without a reasonable doubt, we've extended power one to another. But you were able to lose me in translation. Yeah, y'all remember that movie Lost in Translation. Sometimes people are like, watch this. Sometimes even a good teacher loses a student. even a good student is can misinterpret what God is saying to them because they're looking at the situation instead of looking at what is going to be learned out of the situation. Come in, let me help you. How many of us can actually be honest that we had aborted some missions that we should have stayed on? I'm trying to help somebody. That's all I want to do this morning. I want to try to help somebody. You aborted a mission. You walked away from a place because it was supposed to be a teachable moment. It was supposed to be a time where you were supposed to learn and be girded and be empowered and be strengthened and then given knowledge and wisdom and understanding and love and guidance and peace and hope. And you were supposed to be given encouragement. You were supposed to have been patting it on the back. And you were supposed to have been saying, you can do this. You can keep going. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you've been left in a place that you thought that y'all were on common ground with. I'm gonna take my whole 30 minutes. I hope y'all don't mind, but I'm gonna take my whole 30 minutes. Watch. You sat with this person. He said, let us teach. Watch this. Watch what scripture says. We're going to go back to word. He said, let him that is taught in the word
communicate unto him that teaching in all good things. How many of y'all have given all the good things to somebody? You pour of your goodness into people. You know all those really good those good action movies. You have that one protagonist that's in it, and you have the villain that's in it, and you got that villain, and he starts out as a good guy, and then all of a sudden that he had to be turned into a bad guy because somebody pushed him too far. Have y'all ever seen one of them real good ones? And out of his mouth he says this. He said, I didn't teach you everything. I taught you some stuff. Sometimes people of God, we have got to understand that it is important that we hear, comprehend, understand, and evaluate what the word of God is and how it is and how it applies to our life. But sometimes we can go through storms. Can I be honest with you? Can I be real with you? Sometimes we can go through storms, and when we go through storms, we go through frustrated places, we go through frustrated areas in our life, and sometimes we can't find a word that will fit our condition. Come here, I don't know about anybody else in the room that is listening under the sound of my voice. I don't know if you ever been in that place to where you just studied the word and the word has don't apply to your condition. The word is unreadable in the book, but you say, Lord, give me the understanding to be able to understand the mysteries of my condition. I don't know, Lord, help me. I don't know who that helped. That helped my dad, about 50 of y'all. Lord, help me understand the mystery of why in God's green earth am I here? Help me understand the mystery of my condition. Help me understand the mystery of why. Can I be honest with you? Let me just be real with you. Lord, why in the hell am I here? How in the world did I get to this place? I've done all the good, watch this here, that I know how to do. I've done all the good to all come here and let me bless you. I've done all the good that I could for people, but I find myself now in a place to where, watch this here, I done sowed what I had to sow in them, but I haven't got a return yet. I thought I would be good, but when I went to this agriculturally, it didn't make sense to me spiritually while we were going through it. So I said, Lord, give me something agriculturally so I can see it agriculturally and see if it makes sense to me agriculturally. I said, okay, God, so if I plant an apple tree, I'm gonna get apples. If I plant a fig tree, I'm gonna get figs. If I plant a orange tree, I'm gonna get oranges. Why is it when I put good seed in the good ground, I get a good harvest, but when I put good seed into people, I get a bad harvest? This is a good person, but my shit. Sometimes a good person can start out good, but their ground can go bad. Oh, Lord, who am I preaching to? Sometimes, God dang on it, sometimes people can be introduced to places, and their ground start out good, and they can be introduced to something, and their ground can go bad. Come here. And see, what we got to realize is this. Even though they started out in good ground, they can switch into bad ground. Watch this here. We can still expect a harvest, but we got to wait until they get their grounds right. Oh, God, who am I preaching to? Am I helping anybody in this space today? We got to understand that even though the ground starts out good, at some point somewhere there's a shift. And we got to understand, we got to be okay with people shifting. We got to be okay with people ground shifting on us. Because The Bible says they ain't going to strive with us always. Come here and let me bless you to your blessed way, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. All of my preacher brothers that are listening in to me, they're not going to strive with us always. They're not going to be like you. They're not going to always be a part of your life. They're not going to always be a part of your ministry. They're not going to always be understand why you're where you are and what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing. They're not going to always comprehend and understand. They're not going to always get it together. They're not going to always understand why you do what you do. But watch this here. Let me bless you, brothers. Let me bless you, woman of God that's just listening in. Let me bless you, man of God that you're listening in, that's pastoring the people. Don't you get frustrated because they walked away. Because watch this. They were good ground when they started. They just shifted. You just got to learn how to stay in your place. He said, teach them. See, and the crazy part about it is, watch the crazy part. Watch the crazy part, people of God. Watch the craziness of the situation. Sometimes God will allow your ground, that ground to be shifted, so he can shift you. Hello. Yes, sir. Sometimes God will allow the ground on their side to be shifted so your ground can be shifted. Father, help them today. You can be in a good place teaching some good stuff, but it's time for you to shift, and you got comfortable. So God has to disturb it. Come, God, help me right through here. Sometimes God has to disturb the ground. Y'all remember the story about the fig tree that was planted in the midst of the garden, and when it had been planted in the midst of the garden, it had leaves, but it didn't produce fruit. It looked good. It was pleasant to the eyes. It looked good. And you said that the master of the garden said, every time I come for these figs, there ain't no fruit on it. What's the issue with the tree? Man, listen, take this thing and cut it down and chamber it. And once you cut it down and chamber it, he said, make room for something else to be growing right here. And the vine dresser, the yard keeper, the groundskeeper said out of his mouth, he said, leave it alone for one more year. And if it don't do it, he said, oh, well, then we'll deal with it then. He said, but let me dig around it. Come here, let me help you. Let me dig around this tree and let me dung it. And if I dung the roots and make it, he said, let's see if it'll produce something then. Sometimes what God has to do is God has to dig some stuff up from around you and put the right person in your life to lift your whole God, to put some mess in your life, to cause you to see what he's doing, cause you to see the shifting that's taking place. Because what he wants you to understand is, even though it's hell on this side, God, because it's hell on this side, don't mean that it don't have a purpose. I got you in this thing for a reason. I'm working some things out for your good, but you got to learn how to stay in place and stay in position. And when you're staying in your place, in your position, sometimes you're going to get some doo-doo thrown on you. Come here, let me help you. Sometimes you're going to get some mess thrown on you. Sometimes you're going to get some people that don't like you. Sometimes you're going to get some people that don't understand who you are. Sometimes you're going to get some people that you can't trust in your presence. But that's the deal. Everybody needs a Judas. God help me right through here. Everybody needs a Judas. Who am I helping today? Everybody needs a Judas. You need God. You need somebody in the camp that's gonna be God helping, that's gonna test your patience. You're gonna need a Judas in your God help me. Who am I preaching to? You're gonna need somebody to disturb your stuff. Because you got, oh God, because you can't get comfortable in Zion. You can't get up with the folding of the hands and the closing of the eyes and the folding of the feet and laying back and letting your eyes, oh Lord, and closing your eyes and letting your eyes get a little, oh God, get a little rest. You can't sleep on this thing. You, God, help me. You got to learn how to move forward in it, God. Help me right through here. You got to understand, even though they did not understand you and they trapped you, you got to learn how to trust in God. Because watch what he told you. Watch what he said. He said, teach those who are willing to be taught. Teach those who are willing to be taught. Okay. So you can't lose focus on the one, but you can't lose focus on the others. I can go after you, but watch this here. I'm going to go after you in a way to where I'm going to let you find me. I'm never going to lose my eyesight on you. I'm going to continue to pray for you. Watch this here, preachers. Let me help you. Let me help you with the ones that have walked away. Don't turn your back on them. You keep praying for them. You keep interceding for them. You keep calling on the name for them. You keep trusting the Lord that something going to happen and they're going to turn. But watch this here. When they come back, you know what place to put them in. Am I preaching any good thing to anybody right now? Am I giving off strength vibes right now? Am I giving off understanding vibes right now? Because I want you to understand that just because they don't fit in your presence, watch this, don't mean. Just because they don't fit in your presence don't mean, watch this, just because they don't fit in your presence don't mean that they didn't have a purpose. See, everything has a season. Everything has a season. Ecclesiastes, everything has a reason. Everything has a season under the sun. There's a purpose and a reason for everything. Everything has a season. It has a time. See, what we have, oh God, help me right through here. Who am I helping? Who am I helping? Everybody has a season. There's a reason. There's a purpose for everything under the sun. Everybody has a season. There is a time and a season for everything, every purpose, every person. There is a season. Who am I helping? There's a season. Stop looking at people at permanent positions in your life and look at them as a season. Even there's going to be a time where you're going to have to walk by yourself. Even your bestest of friends will walk away. Y'all not going to always agree on everything. Y'all going to cross paths at some point. I have a problem with somebody that say, I got a best friend who ain't never had a fall. You ain't never had a disagreement. Somebody, one of y'all lying. If you husband and wife and y'all don't argue about something, one of y'all is lying. Y'all don't have a disagreement on something, somebody lying. If y'all don't go to bed with an agreement to disagree, y'all lying. Everything, like a comedian say, everything ain't kosher. Everything is not fitting the part. Something's wrong, people of God. There's a glitch. Come here. Let me help you. Come on over here. Come on over here and step into my office. There's a glitch in the plan. I took it to marriage, but can I take it business-wise? Can we take it church-wise? Can we take it ministry-wise? Sometimes you have to learn how to govern people as pastors. Watch this here. As pastors, we have to learn how to govern people in a position and in a place to where we have to learn how to agree to disagree. We can still function as a church and disagree. Watch this here. We can still function as a people and disagree. Watch this here. Watch this here. Okay. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Watch this here. You can't plant an apple seed today and expect an apple tree tomorrow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. That a man sow,
that shall he also reap. God is not mocked. Be not deceived. Don't let nobody come in and shake your thinking. You got to know that if you sow it today, you have to be patient for the harvest to come. See, every ground that you sow in, let me take your agriculture again. Every ground that you sow in, you're not always going to produce immediate harvest. There are going to be some times where you will see seed time and harvest come together, but that's not going to be in every case, ladies and gentlemen. Let me be honest with you. It's not going to be in every place that you do that. There are going to be some times where you're going to sow, and when you sow into that ground, you sow into that individual, you sow into that people, you won't see a harvest for another year or two. Sometimes you won't see another harvest for 4 or 5 years. Sometimes you won't see another harvest for 5 or 6 years. But that, watch this here. You don't be deceived, because sometimes, God help me right through here, it's not the seed or the sower, it's the ground. Sometimes we get hard, God. You know what? God, you're taking someone that I don't think they're ready yet. Sometimes God has, we sow the seed in the ground, but the ground is not ready for the seed. And when the ground is not ready for the seed, what God has to do is God has to go in and fix the ground. He has to turn the dirt. He has to turn their hearts. He has to turn their comprehension, their ability, even for the seed to even start to take root. Before, watch this, you deposited a seed, and you know that old saying, we deposit the seed, and some come in water, some sow seed, some sow pour water. See, what we have to realize is this, when that time of seed that we sow into them, we have to understand that that individual ground, we deposited the seed because it was a mandate, it was an assignment. But the ground wasn't ready. God had to give them a glimpse of what they were getting ready to get into. So the seed is still there. It's just that God has to fix the ground. Am I blessing you right now? Am I giving you anything to work with? Am I showing you something that you didn't see individually in your own move, in your own ministry, in your own life, in the individual people that you have close to you? They could be potentially a good place, but see, what we have to realize is God has to go through and take up all of the old roots from the last negative seed. Oh God! See, they had to go in and pull up all the roots. God had to go and till the ground. See, sometimes we're not capable. The person that we sowed into, they're not capable to pull up the roots, because watch this, they don't always see the root of the issue. They don't always see the root cause. So God has to go in and God has to take up the roots. And because the ground is unwilling to release the roots, it takes God a little while longer to pull them up. am I giving anybody clarity? Am I strengthening anybody? Because watch this. Good ground requires a good tilling. I didn't grow up in the country, but I would go down to the country when I was a kid, and we would watch my grandfather. He would do what they call tilling. He would take that tractor with that little tiller that's on the back of it, and he'll pull that tiller along the way behind the tractor, and he'll turn the ground, and he'll do that going back and forth with that tractor, and he'll till that ground until that ground was good and ready to go. And in that feeling, what happens is he'll go across a piece of that ground, and what he had to do was he had to pull the root up. Now, like I said, the crazy part about it is he wouldn't put the seed down immediately. Sometimes what you have to understand is after you get a real good feeling, you have to let the ground breathe. See, some folk, the reason why they can't receive the seed yet is because they haven't released that. Oh God, you better mess them up with this one. They can't receive the seed because they haven't released. They haven't released. Y'all remember that movie, Waiting to Exhale? Sometimes we have to learn how to exhale. We just got to learn how. See, what I had to learn with release. See, because y'all pray with me. Y'all pray with me. What I had to learn how to do is I had to learn how to release some people. I had to learn how to breathe. Because if I didn't breathe, I wouldn't get the seed that I needed. I wouldn't get, I wouldn't get the elevation that I needed. I needed to learn. See, the one of the greatest things that you could do is learn how to release a place as quickly as possible. Release people as quickly as possible. And I'm not saying that you should not mourn. I'm not saying that you should not have an issue, or you should not be, what's the word I'm looking for? You shouldn't be upset or perturbed about the situation. If you got an issue, learn how to mourn that issue. And when you learn how to mourn that issue, what you learn how to do is you learn how to release. When you release it, then you can watch it. You can receive from God what you need. Because a lot of times what happens is this, and it bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. God has to get you to that place to where you let that thing go. And when you let that thing go, watch this. You can breathe now, baby. You can exhale. And you can receive that good place. When you release people, you can see clearly. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Yeah, y'all remember that song? You can see the obstacles in your way. And the kind of God that we serve, when you get this new seed, he'll teach you how to go around some things. Because, God, help me right through here. Some obstacles you don't need to climb. Some stuff you just need to avoid. I love that song, Lord, Don't Move My Mountain. It's a good song, but it's biblically incorrect. Lord, don't move my mountain. Just give me the strength to climb. The Lord did not say in his word, nowhere in his word did he say for us to climb any mountain. As a matter of fact, what he said was, speak to the mountain and see and say it shall be removed, and it got to be removed. One translation says you can speak to the sycamore tree and cause the sycamore tree to be uprooted and planted somewhere else. You got the ability to speak to a place. Let me help you. If you don't breathe, you can't speak. You don't believe. Hold your breath and try to say something. I'll wait. Hold your breath. And then try to say something. If you don't breathe, people of God, you can't speak. If you don't inhale, exhale, you can't speak. Some things you just need to release. Exhale. Come on, come on, come on, come on, do it again. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Just breathe, baby. And when you breathe, watch what happens when you breathe. When you breathe, you make room. Watch this. He says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. My question to you is, and I'm going to ask this question and I'm going to move on. I'm not even going to tap on it. I'm just going to ask this question. What was your intention in your sowing? I'm going to let that sit on you because that messed us. I didn't mess somebody up. When you originally sowed, what was your intention when you sowed? See, a lot of times we sow out of fleshly mentality. We sow out of, if I sow into them, I know I'm going to get something back. You show up to sow into the ministry, expecting that if I sow into a big church, I'm going to get a big harvest. But in actuality, it's a big church, but it's bad ground. So when you sow into it, now you got a big problem. I had a preacher that say something to me that blessed my whole soul. And this man of God said, I don't let everybody sow into me. He said they send me money, and I send it right back. He said because I don't want the seed to be planted in my ground, because I don't want this thing. Yeah. To corrupt my harvest. I don't want this to corrupt my crop. Wisdom comes. Wisdom comes with your capabilities. Watch this, people of God, to sow into good ground with good intentions. But he is sowing to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. Redirect your seed. I'll say that again. Redirect, realign your seed. Redirect, realign your seed. I'm going to say that again because I need it to register. Redirect and realign your seed. You got enough bad harvests already. As a matter of fact, can I be honest with you? You need to go and burn that crop down. I messed somebody up. Because, see, you thought that crop that you had in that last harvest was the best crop you ever had. But it was sown in a way to where it's leading to corruption and disruption, and you're trying to figure out why. Why don't you go back and burn down the crop? Why don't you go back and till the ground and then redirect your seed and sow your seed to the direction that it needs to be sowed in so you can get to some good harvest, because the seed that's been sown into that ground, that harvest is corrupt. When you realign your seed, when you redirect your seed, what you do is you open up a door for God to work. And see, what we don't realize is this, people of God, watch what we don't realize. This is what we don't realize. We don't realize that every open door is not an invitation to us. God help me right through here. And this is something that I had to learn. Can I tell y'all in this last 6 years, I have learned some things in this last 6 years in ministry, my wife and myself. Individually we have learned some things. Spiritually we have learned some things. In ministry, pastoralship, we have learned some things. Every door that is open to us is not a door for us. And we're learning how, watch. My wife has a real strong spirit discernment. And she's a watcher. Those of you all that are connected with her, y'all know her. She's a watcher. And she watches people. She watches your reactions. She watches your mannerisms. She watches how you respond. She watches how you come back. She watches if you come back. She watches all that. Yeah, some of them don't get it until the end. But she's a watcher, and she watches. And she has a real good eye. And she sees people. She sees things. And she learned how to move with people and how not to move with people. How to trust people and how not to trust people. She's real good at it, and I love it. I love it about her. But watch what we learn. We learn that everybody that shows up don't always have the intentions to be there for us. And the beautiful thing about this, we're very conscientious about it because we don't want people to think that we don't want people to sit back and we watch stuff. Become spiritually aware. Watch what the Bible says. He says, try the spirit to see if that spirit is of God. People have been misquoting this for years. Try the spirit. Try. By the spirit. That ain't what it says. He says, try the spirit and see if it be of God. If that spirit is not of God. Thank you, Father. If that spirit is not of God, be okay with the move on. Hello, likes and walls. Who did I just bless? Be okay with the move on. Be okay with the shift. Be okay with the transition. Be okay with the saying, no, this is not going to work for me. Be okay with telling that individual or that person, I love you enough to release you. Okay. All right. Try the spirit and see if it be of God. This is our last scripture, and then I'm out of here. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint. In this season that you're in right now, know that you will reap. You will receive everything that you need as long as you don't get weary. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. What the scripture says. Don't be weary in well doing. You're going to reap if you faint not. Don't faint in this. It's like I told you earlier, there is a season to everything. There is a season to this. Watch the sentence. Not only is there a season to it, but there's a seasoning to it. I'm going to say it again. Not only is there a season to it, but there's a seasoning to it. I don't know if y'all ever had a good oxtail that's been seasoned just perfectly, got just the right amount of that saltiness to it. It got just the right amount of salt taste to that garlic, onions and bell peppers, and it's got that nice little some of y'all, I don't know if y'all don't trust God, y'all don't put no Worcestershire sauce in it, y'all don't trust God, y'all don't know y'all don't trust God, y'all don't put no little Tony Sacheries in there and put that Worcestershire sauce in there, put them onions and garlic in there. And let it cook in a crock pot. Let it go real low and slow. Or if you want to be real adventurous, take them and put them on 350 and put that foil on them and take them and stick them in the oven and let them permeate the whole house. It's our aphrodisiac. It'll wake people up out of their sleep. You feel me? And you let that season and just soak in there real good. Sometimes people are like, we got to be put into the oven of life on low and slow in order for us to get what we need from God. I made a statement a while back, and it was very controversial to some people. But I'm okay with being controversial because that's just me. I was told something by somebody, and I made the comment, and I told him, brokenness does not mean you're broken. Yeah, you'd have been broke by him. You'd have been hurt by him. It's frustrating place because it hurts. It's painful. It's very painful. It's very uncomfortable. It don't feel right. It don't feel good. But just because it don't feel right, it don't feel good, don't mean that it don't work for you. I'm going to say that again because it helps somebody. Just because it don't feel good, don't mean it don't work for you. Just because it's uncomfortable. Just because it brought a tear to your eye, don't mean that it didn't work for your good. See, if you learn how to stay in a fire, come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Learn how to stay in the fire. God will be in the fire with you, but you got to learn to watch him. You got to learn how to trust him before you even get to it. Let me show you how I know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted God before they got in the fire. Because everybody around them that was taking them to the fire died, but they still wound up in the fire. They didn't go in to prove a point. They went in to show them that even though you wanted me in here, my God is still going to deliver me out of it. Because they had already made this mistake. You say, if our God don't deliver us, don't mean that he can't. They saw God deliver them from the hands of the enemy where they could have ran. But instead of them running, I honestly believe they looked at each other and said, they did. We can leave. But why leave when we can show the nation, we can show this king that that's a great. Watch this. And basically what they said is, we need a testimony. Let's go ahead on and let's go ahead on and let this be our testimony. You got to learn how to let stuff be your testimony. Let's learn how to let stuff be your testimony. This is a preach message for me. If it didn't work for nobody, if it didn't bless nobody but me today, I'm just telling you right now, this blessed my soul. You gotta learn how to let stuff be your testimony.
Stop tripping about a situation. I know you sold into it. I know you done put time, effort, and everything into it. But let it be the testimony. Let your tears be the testimony. Let your broken place be your testimony. Let your heartache and your pain be your testimony. Let the walkout, let the divorce be your testimony. Let the business loss be your testimony. Let everything that goes on in your life be your testimony. Heartache, pain, frustration, all of it. Let that be your testimony. For in our testing, faith is developed. Is developed. Faith is developed in my testimony. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let it be your testimony. Father, thank you for these that are in the sign of our blessings, God. God, we give you praise, laying praise, glory, honor, and dominion. Father, we say unto you that you are God and you are God all by yourself. So we just give your name praise, give your name dominion, give your name glory. Father, thank you for all things being made well. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. And so we trust you beyond what we see. And we lean on you today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, yeah. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Use the key to open up the door, which is prayer, to open up the door to invite you back home and invite you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't mind, allow me to pray with you and pray for you. And if those of you are that are inside of our blessing that you want to receive him or you want to walk back into the fold, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce that scripture one more time. Romans 10 and 9, and I just want you to lift up your hands, lift up your hearts. If you can't lift up your hands, lift up your hearts. If you can't lift up your hearts, lift up your eyes, lift up your heart. Lift up your thinking to Jesus and just say, Lord, I'll go. I'll do it. I want to be in right standing with you. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. So allow me to pray with you and pray for you. Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. Father, our prayer is, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength and do what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. God, make the devil out of a lie on their behalf. Speak life and speak life more abundantly even now. God, not only that they see, hear, and receive you, but they walk in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, your word says in Romans 10 and 9, God, that they confess with their mouth and believe with their hearts that you died, they will be saved. God, so we thank you now for those that reciprocated that, God, by turning their faces toward the hills which come with their help, and then help comes from you. Father, we thank you now, God, that you would do what you do best, and that is find them where they are broken. Give them strength to rise and to stand in that thing. God, give them the ability, God, to find salvation in you. Father God, to trust you beyond the current situation and know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Beside you, Father, there is no other. And so the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So those of you who have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to give you three very important keys. Get you a really good Bible. Number two, find your church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House. Those of you are that are in Houston, Texas, under the sound of our voice, come to the Abba House, 6705 Hyde Street in Houston, Texas. That's 6705 Hyde Street, where we are the pastors of the Abba House International. Myself and my wife, please come and experience the Abba House experience. We're a church where there is room at the house. There's room for you. We want you to feel like family. We want you to feel like family. I'm going to say that again. We want you to feel like family. Our job is to make you feel like family. And that, and in that, you'll know who God is. And you know where God is. And you know why God is who he is. Amen? So we invite you to come and be a part of the Abba House family. Amen? So we invite you to come and experience the Abba House experience. Also, when you then get there, make sure that when your church home that you go into, make sure that that word and that lifestyle and that preacher lines up with what they are speaking and preaching. I promise you, you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference between the two. Amen? Amen. So thank you so much. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voice and you would like to sow into our ministry, please go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or either to your PayPal and look and dirt at all. And go there and sow a seed. Sow a seed into this ministry. Sow the seed into this ministry to allow the seed that you sow to be a harvest and become a harvest in your life. Amen. So it's very simple. It's not complex. Go to your Cash App, which is simply WGC2020, or you can go to your PayPal. Your PayPal is paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. And you can also go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 346-419-5960. Again, that's 346-419-5960. You can go to either one of those places and go to either one of those areas and sow a seed. Remember those seeds that you sow go to the furthering of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and it also goes into the sowing of the ministry of the Abba House. We sow also in produce programs, but we also do it. We also have outreach ministry, that ministry that we do through the Worldwide Gospel Connection as well as through the Idle House International as well. So we thank you in advance for your contribution and your sowing of seed into us, and we thank God for you, and we bless God's name for the opportunity to be able to sow into us, into this ministry. Bless God for your ability to sow into this ministry so we can be able to sow into others. So we thank God for that opportunity that has been extended to you to be able to do that sowing. So we thank God for you. We thank God for your seed. We thank God for your obedience in whatever direction that you move in. Amen? Amen. So we love you. We appreciate you. And remember that no matter where you may find yourself at on today, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust in him and know that every situation and circumstance will work out for your good. God love you, and we love you, and there ain't nothing that you can do about it. Y'all have a fantastic and wonderful day. We thank you for tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Bread of life sent down to glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, saying now.
Come on.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. I'm
all
the
things
are
coming down.
You are the
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. Yourself, say it.